an organisation which funds local groups who address health inequalities and help improve mental health well-being, is open to ideas from local projects. The Anglian Community Trust has already funded several projects. Councillor Julie Young explains that the Trust wants to work in partnership with groups.
We don't just want to be the traditional charities come to us, ask for a few £1,000s, and we give them that to them. We want a much more of a partnership approach with the charities we choose to work with.
Do you have a particular focus?
We do. So obviously, Anglian Community Enterprise was a social enterprise, which was a healthcare company. So the mission and vision is about meeting the mental and physical health needs of the North East Essex community. So we're looking to work on projects that promote those aims and objectives across Colchester and Tendring.
And have you given any money to any particular organisation as yet?
We have. We're fairly early on in the process. But as I said earlier, we didn't want to just be a grant funder. We wanted something more than that. So in November, we held what we called a hackathon with a company called The Weave. And they based that at Essex University at the Innovation Centre there. And we invited individuals or companies to pitch for the chance of winning a £20,000 pot of money. And we had some really good applicants in that process. But it wasn't just, can we have the money and we give it to you? That we worked with those individuals and organisations to develop an approach, so get their ducks in a row, if you like, frame their pitch, deliver their pitch, and we gave feedback after those pitches. So it's a bit like a Dragon's Den affair. So out of the hackathon, we chose two charities. One is Underdog Crew. We gave 9,000 to them. And Underdog Crew work with young people, disadvantaged young people, young carers, and they're producing a film called The Slip. It's going to be a kind of Biker Grove type production. And it's about sort of building confidence and skills with young people, some of which have neurodiverse needs. So it's sort of bringing them into all elements of filmmaking. So, you know, to act in the production, do the lighting, the filming, the tech stuff behind the scenes. And Dom, who leads that that charity, is working with a professional actor, Nicola Kelleher, and they had their first sort of meeting last Friday, and ACT trustees went along to that and to present them with their £9,000. But we hope to develop a partnership with them going forward. So they'll be working on their production. The other one that came out of the hackathon is Uniform 7. So Uniform 7 are a newly formed community interest company, and they develop bespoke school uniform for children with neurodiversity issues. So for a lot of children that struggle with seams, labels, buttons, they develop a uniform which they can actually, you know, fit in line with the school. So they're working with Market Fields, for example. So develop a sweatshirt that actually meets those children's needs, because sometimes for parents, it's a real battle to get their children to wear the school uniform and get into school. They're a new company, and we're hoping to get them off the ground because we think it's a really innovative and interesting idea. And then there's a few other charities we're working with. So we're working with Level Best Cafe in Colchester. And they we look help launch relaunch their cafe by funding some takeaway cups that's got our branding on, but we're also funding them to have a compost loo. So they have an allotment down at East Gates, and they work with 72 trainees, and they do horticulture, art and crafts, and cooking. But if they're down on the allotment, obviously they're trainees need to use the toilet, and so they've been after that compost loo for a long time. So that's on order and that's on its way. So that's a really nice little project that we're investing in.